this is pretty awesome because a collection of engaging events and initiatives showcasing those living and supporting those with a disability is the Disability Festival. And we do have Laura Mannion and Dan Ryan to talk about it this morning. Morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Marie.
And Dan is our old boss as well, which is pretty awesome. Laura, you're not our boss, but we like you just as much. Yeah, tell us about this festival.
So the Tasmanian Disability Festival has been a long time in the works. This year it's kicking off in December, which really incorporates three key events. It's the Tasmanian Disability Festival Awards and Gala Dinner Night, which is on Friday, December 3. The Interactive Expo, which is Saturday, December 4. And this year as well, we've also got the Tasmanian Disability Festival Art Prize, which runs from December 7 through to December 31. So, yeah, three pretty important events, which we're very excited about.
And we're open for nominations now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the awards have officially opened, so we're looking for nominations right across the state, across 12 different categories. And, you know, we've been working in the sector now and connecting with people in the industry for the last 18 months, and we know there's a bucket load of amazing people out there who are doing wonderful things, mm-hmm. both individuals and organisations, mm-hmm. and now it's really time to get them to, nominate those wonderful people and be available for the awards night.
Nice. And, Laura, there's 12 awards up for grabs at the statewide awards to celebrate organisations and individuals from the disability sector. So talk to us about some of these 12 awards.
Sure. So we have six that are aimed at organisations, mm-hmm. but they don't need to be from the disability sector. So we want to make it really clear that it can be any company out there that are making the lives of people with disability a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And then six individual awards, so some really good one opportunity to recognise people that have worked in the industry for over 30 years with like a lifetime achievement award that have never been recognised before in Tassie. And then I guess one that we're particularly excited about as well is there is the Tasmanian Disability Festival Scholarship. So it's actually where we'll put funding towards someone who wants to do a new project or further their education or volunteer or something in the space that once again will improve the lives of people with disability in Tasmania, and they'll actually walk away with money on the night.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's fantastic.
Man, there's so many awards as well. There's outstanding contribution by a young person. That's definitely not the word that I was going for. Excellence in the arts as well, and as you said, the festival scholarship. So where can we go to nominate someone if you have someone in mind, if you're playing at home?
Well, the nomination process is really, really easy. So it's just going to tasmaniandisabilityfestival.com.au. There you'll find an information pack and nomination form. So it's all pretty straightforward. And, you know, the first nominations have started filtering through over the last few days, which is really, really exciting. So even based on those initial nominations, we're seeing some wonderful people who are having their names put forward. And look, if you want to nominate yourself, that's fine too. Mm-hmm.
There's an interactive expo as well happening in December. What's that about?
Yeah, so that's held at Walmart Estate, so that is Saturday, December 4. So we're expecting about 35 to 40 stallholders who will be there on the day. So it's really a great way for people to connect with the sector, come out and hear about some of the best products and service providers that are in the market. And a really great way to bring that group of people together and become more informed. And look, the connectedness is a really important part that we're trying to promote here. So come along, meet other people. Be part of what will be a pretty exciting day. Entertainment on the day as well, food stalls. So we're super excited about seeing that one come together.
Yeah, I reckon. I've got several friends who work being carers, and honestly, watching them and the selflessness that they show day in and day out, it's not just a job for them. It really is something that they care and have a lot of passion for, and I love the fact that we are really trying to recognise that and that help that they're providing to those people.
Yeah, there's some amazing people out there, and as I was saying before, we've spent the last 18 months connecting with the sector and talking to people who are involved in this space, and you mentioned the word passion, Marie. That is absolutely the case. There's some amazing people doing wonderful things for all the right reasons, and we're really keen to recognise and support wherever we can.
And it's so good to be inclusive with this as well. So grab some tickets from the Tasmanian Disability Festival website, and it's the 3rd is the gala dinner as well, the awards night, but all of December is all about the Disability Festival.
Absolutely, and December 3 is actually the International Day of People with Disabilities, so it's really timely that we're able to announce our category winners on that evening, a big gala event up at Country Club Tasmania, who have been a wonderful supporter of the event, and super excited about recognising some of those great people.
Yeah, amazing. Well, make sure you jump on and nominate somebody, tasmaniandisabilityfestival.com.au.
Laura Mannion, Dan Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Guys.